A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the podcast. It's me, the host of the show, and your friend, Julianne. For today's podcast episode, I want to talk about moments when you feel like quitting, when you question yourself, when you question the path that you were on, when you question the risks that you were taking, the sacrifices that you have made to achieve a certain thing that you've been dreaming of for a while, to reach your goals. You know, we question ourselves. Everyone has been there. Even the most successful, motivational people that you know or you look up to have been there too, have had those moments thinking of the alternative. Should you quit? A friend of mine asked me recently about potentially quitting. And of course, I personally did not want to take the matter into my own hands and heavily influence her to quit or not to quit based off of my personal opinion, because ultimately, no one can tell you what to do because no one else is you. Only you know truly what is best for you, except sometimes our mothers do know best, truly. But when it comes to quitting your job, when it comes to ending a relationship, when it comes to cutting ties with someone or passing on an opportunity, you ultimately know what's best. Only you have lived in your shoes. Only you can truly understand what is best for you. Sometimes you do have to quit things. You know, I'm not here to give a whole motivational speech about why you should always, 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 in all circumstances, keep going. You have to ask yourself if it's worth it. You have to be self-aware. You need to have wisdom. And if you don't have the wisdom, ask God for wisdom. You need to know and understand and be wise about the decisions that you want to make, because all the choices that you will make have a consequence. Everything that you do will impact your life. Doing something and not doing something, those are both decisions. You have to make the decision yourself. Whether you want to quit something or not, is it still worth it? What are you sacrificing to get to where you want to be? If it's your health, if it's your mental, physical, spiritual health, if you're sacrificing so much from that part of your life, which is pretty much your life in general, if you're sacrificing your mental, physical, and spiritual health, one or two or three of those, is it still worth it? However, there are also instances wherein you truly must keep going even though it hurts. There are definitely instances in life, for example, you've always wanted to be the healthiest, happiest version of you. It hurts to go to the gym. Okay, it hurts to run miles. It hurts to do a marathon. It hurts to wake up early, to take a cold shower every morning, to not use your phone the first thing when you wake up, to stop talking to that guy or that girl who you know is not adding any value to your life. It's hard. It's difficult to distance yourself from toxic people. It's difficult to stop being a part of gossiping culture. It's difficult to stop scrolling endlessly on TikTok or Instagram or whatever social media platform. It's difficult, but are those things worth it? Yes, because it leads you closer to the version of yourself that you will be most happy with. It leads you closer to fulfilling your purpose in life. It leads you closer to having clarity of mind, to having inner peace, to having better relationships with people who will bring value to your life, to having a better relationship with the Lord God. There are hard things that we must endure to be healthy and happy, to be the version of ourselves we want to be. But there are also hard things that we can quit, that we can avoid, that we can distance ourselves from, that are good for us. So yes, this isn't just a motivational speech about how you should always keep going no matter what. It depends who the people are in your life, what that situation is that you're thinking about quitting, that job, that career path, that relationship, that person, that opportunity, quote unquote. Sometimes it's a good opportunity, sometimes it's not. You have to discern. You need the wisdom for that. So assess, be self-aware, be patient with yourself. Honestly, my friend, pray about it. And also, enjoy the ride. We take life so seriously. You take life so seriously. Sometimes I take life too seriously. We forget that this is all temporary and we really need to take care of our souls. We can't just be robots. We can't just be fully part of the system and society where we wake up, we work, we eat, we talk to people a bit, we sleep, we wake up, we work, we eat, we talk to people a bit, we sleep. And we can't just be part of this cycle in society where we don't find fulfillment, where our soul does not feel happy and at peace, where we're not on the path to fulfillment, to being grateful about our lives. Enjoy the ride. There are ups, there are downs. But it's never stagnant. That's life. That's the beauty of life. And we have to remember that. We have to be grateful for that. Because when we are grateful, new doors open for us. When we are grateful, we are healthier and happier. When we are grateful, we attract better things, people, opportunities into our lives. Enjoy the ride and be grateful, my friend. Enjoy the ride and be grateful. With all of that said, I want to remind you that your presence has purpose. There's a reason why you're here. You still have time to change, grow, be the person you believe you are meant to be. And most importantly, my friend, remember that the Lord God is always with us. Please do tag me on Instagram stories, share this podcast episode with family, friends, people who you think need to hear this, and I'll talk to you on the next podcast episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.